in. It is a wonderful day. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie. Little Web Girl's on vacation, and we got producer Porkchop. It looks like your phone has finally stopped ringing and getting text messages this morning.
Hey,
that's
first
good.
Of all, I've gotten some really awesome text messages saying that you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot, by the way.
No, not to be disrespectful, Joe, but I've gotten some really great, so I appreciate people having my back now, saying that wasn't cool.
If you're like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, McKenzie lost the box of shame earlier, and we had to give out our cell phone, 317-689-7344.
It's not a punishment throughout the day. La, 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 la.
All right. Serious topic, though. 833-563-2539. Would love for you to call in if you have anything that you're like, well, you know what worked for me? It was this. The owners of a restaurant in Minnesota say they've been seeing an influx of pregnant women ever since their new...
Thanks for that.
We should probably mute that. They've seen an influx of pregnant women ever since news of their labor-inducer burger went viral. One of the owners said it all started when her pregnant sister started... Sister tried the burger, which was created by the chef, and about 7 hours later, she went into labor. The burger became known as the labor-inducer and was added to the menu. It features an Angus beef patty, honey-cured bacon, peach caramelized onions, spicy mustard, and Cajun roumelade. What is that, pork chop?
I don't know. I
figure you work at a restaurant. R-E-M-O-U-L-A-D. Roumelade.
I don't know. I've actually never
on
heard
a pretzel bun. So they're saying that is the labor inducer. But I've heard all kinds of different things for women. 833-563-2539. If there's any pregnant women out there listening right now, what would you say as a fellow woman is a good pregnancy inducer?
That made sense because that burger sounds super spicy. Spicy foods, one of the things that can induce labor. Exercise, flipping pancakes, nipple stimulation is one of these. Like if you do
acupuncture. Pork chop's like, I want to have a baby.
And some say, and I'm not, I don't know, this is just maybe a wives' tale, but red raspberry leaf tea. So some interesting things. Or bouncing on one of those big balls. You like exercise balls sometimes?
I saw one of my female friends that just had a baby, and she did something where she walked like in her cul-de-sac, and they had like the, what is it called? Like it was like a little bit of the curb. She had 1 foot on the street and one on the curb.
Oh, really?
And like up and down, like kind of a teeter-totter effect. Yeah, like she'd walk like one leg up like she was a pirate. And I don't know like if that motion or that angle helped make the baby move down or what, but she said that tried to help her.
So I have to do my producer job and cover a sleep. Legally, Joe or McKenzie or I, none of us are doctors, so don't necessarily take our advice. But I have heard before Robitussin. Have you heard that before, right?
No, and that sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, so don't do that, but I think I've heard that. Maybe Google it.
Don't try that.
I always heard that it was like spicy food will induce the labor, like the actual baby to come out.
Yes, that's what those are the things to try if you're looking to pop that baby out. What? When I had Lucy, I went the whole 40 weeks. I mean, she did not want to come out of there. She was super comfy. So I ended up having to be induced, but it worked out. She's awesome.
All right, 833-563-2539. What did you do to induce labor? And maybe you can help out some fellow moms listening this morning here to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.